方。
Romans chapter 9.
罗马书第九章二十三节。
Romans chapter 9 verse 23.
罗马书第九章二十三节。
Romans chapter 9 verse 23.
让我们一起来读。
Let us read together.
又要将他丰盛的荣耀彰显在那蒙怜悯、早预备得荣耀的器皿上。这是一节非常宝贝的经文。
This is a very precious verse.
它讲到一个蒙怜悯的器皿。
It talks about a vessel of mercy.
当我在思想这一段日子教会里面所发生的事。
When I was considering all the things that had happened in the church recently.
我思想到在过去一段时间弟兄们所祷告的事。
I considered about all the things that the brothers had prayed about.
在早先我们为我们吕弟兄在那里祷告。
In the beginning, we were praying for our brother Louis.
有一段时间我们同时也有为我们一个弟兄Amos 在加州的一个 Amos 弟兄祷告。
At the same time, we were also praying for another brother in California. His name is Amos.
过了一段时间，我们又为我们在多伦多的那个王天琪的母亲祷告。
After a while, we started to pray for our brother Moses Wang's mother in Toronto.
我想在那一段时间里面，许多弟兄姊妹都很迫切地把这三位弟兄姊妹带到主的面前。
During those times, many brothers and sisters pray fervently for these three brothers and sisters.
主把这三位弟兄姊妹都接到他那里去了。
And the Lord has received all three brothers and sisters.
那个时候我们想或许这一件功课我们已经学会了。
At that time, we thought maybe we have learned the lesson.
但是突然有一天我又接到一个电话。
All of a sudden, another day, I received another phone call.
在电话的里面弟兄就告诉我那个张乐成姊妹发现一个肿瘤。
And the brother on the other end of the line informed me that our sister Joy has a tumor.
当我在接那个电话的时候我突然里面觉得我有一个很大的需要。
When I heard such news, I felt that I have a great need in my heart.
我讲不出来我需要什么。
I cannot describe what I need.
但是当我读到这一节经文的时候
But when I come to this verse,
我就发现我所需要的就是神的怜悯。
I discovered what I need at that moment was God's mercy.
如果我们读四福音的时候
If we have read the four Gospels,
你看见好多人来到主耶稣的面前。
You find out many people will come before the Lord.
你看到有瞎子来到主的面前。
There will be blind people coming to the Lord.
你看到有瘸子来到主的面前。
The lame will come before the Lord.
你看到有被鬼附的来到主的面前。
The demon possessed will come before the Lord.
你看到有长大麻风的到主的面前。
And the lepers will come before the Lord.
你注意他们每一个人向主说的是什么话。
You notice what they ask from the Lord.
你如果去读主的话他们每一个人都说同样一句话
If you read the Bible, you discover they all said the same thing.
他们说主啊可怜我吧
Have mercy on me.
许多的人来到主的面前
Many people come before the Lord.
他们的需要好像不一样
They have different needs.
有的人是瞎眼的需要
Some are blind.
有的是瘸腿的需要
Some are lame.
但是他们讲的是一样的话。
But they ask for the same thing.
他们说主啊可怜我吧。
Lord have mercy on me.
他们的需要在外面看好像是不同。
Outwardly they have different needs.
但是他们从里面来看他们的需要是一样的。
But inwardly they all have the same need.
他们需要主的怜悯。
They need the compassion of the Lord.
今天同样我们许多弟兄姊妹我们聚集在主的面前。
Today, many brothers and sisters gather before the Lord.
我们要认识一件事，我们主日聚集在这里，不是聚集在人的面前。
We need to know one thing. We gather here not because we gather in front of men.
我们聚集在主的面前。
We are gathering before the Lord.
我们每一个人有每一个人不同的需要。
Every one of us here have different needs.
你向主所说的话是什么？
What do you ask of the Lord?
是不是说主啊，可怜我吧？
Is it, Lord, have mercy on me?
今天早上，我想借着主的话，与弟兄姊妹来思想两件事。
This morning, I would like to consider two things with the brothers and sisters.
有一件事就是什么是神的怜悯。
First is, what is the mercy of God?
第二件事是我们怎么样能够得到神的怜悯。
Second, how can we receive His mercy?
神的怜悯是一件很大的事。
God's mercy is a great thing.
不是我能够说明白的。
It is not something that I can fully describe.
我相信不单是我不能够说明白，就是所有的弟兄姊妹们加起来，我们都没有办法能够说明什么是神的怜悯。
Not only I cannot describe, but even when all the brothers and sisters gather together and describe, and we cannot fully comprehend His mercy.
但是早上我们讲借了几处的经文与弟兄姊妹一起来思想。
This morning through several Bible verses, we were considered God's mercy.
什么是神的怜悯？
What is His mercy?
我们要从三个方面来思想。
We were considered through three aspects.
头一个方面，我们要思想神的怜悯和祭祀。
First is God's mercy and sacrifice.
第二个方面，我们要来思想神的怜悯和施恩座。
Second is God's mercy and His mercy seat.
第三个方面，我们要来思想神的怜悯和挽回祭。
Third is God's mercy and propitiation.
这三个方面是从三个不同的角度来看。
These are three different perspectives.
当我们想到神的怜悯的时候，我们自然而然会想到那个祭祀。
When we consider God's mercy, naturally we will think about His sacrifice.
我们打开马太福音第九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章第十三节。
Verse 13.
经上说，这里面的经上是那个何西亚书。经上说，我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。这句话的意思，你们且去揣摩。
But go and learn what this means. I desire compassion and not sacrifice.
Continue.
For I did not come to call the righteous but sinners.
这一句话是一件非常特殊的一句话。
This is a very special words.
特别是你想到这一句话，它是对什么人说的？
Especially the people he was speaking to.
这一句话乃是对着以色列人说的。
Jesus was speaking to the Israelites.
这句话乃是对着以色列人中的法利赛人说的。
He was speaking directly to the Pharisees.
以色列人的观念里面，祭祀是最重要的一件事。
In the minds of Israelites, sacrifice is the most important thing.
如果你读旧约圣经的话
，If you read the Old Testament,
整本立位记都是讲到祭祀。
The entire book of Leviticus talks about sacrifices.
整本旧约里面有许多许多的经节讲到祭祀的事。
In the Old Testament, there are many scriptures that talks about sacrifices.
从创世纪第四章开始就讲到祭祀。
From Genesis chapter 4, it begins to talk about sacrifice.
每一位属灵的人都知道祭祀的事。
Every spiritual man knows about sacrifice.
以色列人，一个爱主的以色列人，他们的心里面认为在地上没有一样事情比这个祭祀更为重要。
An Israelite who loves the Lord will always think that there's nothing more important than sacrifice.
特别是那些法利赛人。
Especially the Pharisees.
法利赛人乃是把他们的生命投在这件事情上。
The Pharisees has put their life in this sacrifice.
但是这一天耶稣对他们说了这样一句话。
That day, Jesus spoke to them such words.
他说，我喜爱连续，我不喜爱祭祀。
I desire compassion and not sacrifice.
我想这一句话对法利赛人来讲是一个很大的惊讶。
I believe that to the Israelites, this is a great shock to them.
这是我一生里面所认为最重要的一件事。
In their life, they think that sacrifice is the most important thing.
而今天主耶稣对我说，他不喜爱。
Yet today Jesus told me that he does not desire sacrifice.
他喜爱连续。
Yet he desires compassion.
主耶稣很有意思，他要以色列法利赛人去揣摩这一句话。
It's very interesting because Jesus asked them, "Go and learn what this means."
今天我们也要一起来揣摩这一句话。
This morning, we will also try to learn about this.
到底这句话是什么意思？
What does it mean?
如果神真的不喜爱祭司，
If the Lord truly does not desire in sacrifices,
为什么在圣经里面整本利未记都是讲到祭司？
Why is it the entire book of Leviticus talks about sacrifices?
如果神不喜欢祭司，
If God does not desire in sacrifices,
为什么整本旧约里面祭司占了这样大的一个地位？
Why does it, scripture about sacrifices take so a big portion in the Old Testament?
我想这里面我们有一个重要的一件事我们要知道。
I think here's there's an important thing that we need to know.
祭司的本身不是一个目的。
Sacrifices is not the end.
是那个祭司是一个方法。
Sacrifice is a method.
它的目的乃是让我们能够蒙怜悯。
The purpose is so that we can receive compassion.
所有的祭祀，
All the sacrifices,
不过是让我们能够来到神的面前，
is a method to aid us to come before the Lord.
因此在神的面前我们可以蒙怜恤，
so that we can receive mercy from him.
因此神的目的乃是要让我们众人在他的面前得到这个怜恤。
Therefore, God's purpose is for all of us to come before Him and receive mercy.
如果我们有许多许多的祭祀，
If we have many, many sacrifices,
有许多伟大的祭祀，
We have great sacrifices.
但是在那个祭祀的当中，我们没有得到连续。
Yet in the midst of all sacrifices, we have not received compassion.
那这些祭祀，主就不喜悦。
Then God does not desire in these sacrifices.
因为主的心乃是要把他的连续赐给我们。
Because God's desire is to give us His compassion.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们来到主的面前。
But sister, we come before the Lord today.
我们很可能来到主的面前，我们也付了代价。
Maybe we did pay a price in coming before Him.
但是如果我们今天没有得到神的怜恤，
Yet if we have not received God's mercy today.
我们来了以后，我们回去以后，我们没有两样。
Then we come and we leave, we're just the same.
神的怜悯没有临到你的身上。
God's mercy has not come upon you.
那主耶稣就说，他不喜欢你今天来聚会。
Then Jesus said he does not desire for you to come to the meeting today.
因为他没有把他的怜恤降临在你的身上。
Because he did not give you his mercy.
我们很可能我们在聚会里面有服事。
Maybe in today's meeting you have some services.
也许我们有教儿童的主日学。
Maybe we teach the children Sunday school.
也许我们也付了很大的代价。
And we paid a great price.
但是主所看的是今天你和我有没有蒙到他的怜恤。
But what the Lord looks at is whether or not you and I have received his mercy today.
如果今天你我没有得到神的怜恤，
If you and I have not received his mercy today,
那今天我们就白白来到主的面前。
Then we have come here in vain.
这就是这句话的意思，他喜爱连续，他不喜爱祭祀。
This is the meaning of this verse, that I desire compassion and not sacrifice.
在当时 以色列人中有两班人。
That time there's two types of people among the Israelites.
有一班人叫法利赛人。
One group is called the Pharisees.
有一班人叫撒杜盖人。
And the other type is the Sadducees.
这个法利赛人和撒杜盖人他们常常有争论。
The Pharisees and the Sadducees often have arguments.
他们其中有一个争论的事是这样的事。
There's one thing that they argue about.
你知道以色列人当中有一个很伟大的节日叫祝棚节。
You know that there is a great feast that the Israelites hold is called the Feast of Booths.
在这一天呢，所有以色列人的男丁就要到耶路撒冷。
And on that day, all the males among the, in Israel will come to Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷，他们就用树枝盖一个帐篷。
In Jerusalem, they would use branches to build a booth.
然后在那个节期的当中，他们以色列的男丁都住在帐篷的里面。
And during that festival, they were all the male would live in the booth.
这个法利赛人和撒杜盖人他们有一个争论。
The Pharisees and the Sadducees had one argument.
这个法利赛人说，用盖那个帐篷的时候不能够用棕树枝。
And the Pharisees argued that when you build the tabernacle or the booth, you cannot use palm branches.
那个撒杜盖人说，我们应该要用棕树枝。
Yet the Sadducee says, we should use palm branches.
法利赛人说，我有圣经根据。
And the Pharisee says, I have a Bible to base upon my arguments.
所以法利赛人就翻开利未记，利未记那里面实在讲到，那个棕树枝是拿在手上的。
So what they were turned to Leviticus, and in the Leviticus, it tells us they need to hold the palm branches in their hand.
那撒杜盖人说他也有圣经根据。
And the Sadducee says, I also can find Bible verses.
结果撒杜盖人就打开尼希米记。
They will go look for Nehemiah.
尼希米记那里讲到那个棕树枝是可以用来盖帐篷的。
In the book of Nehemiah, it tells them that they can use palm branches to build a booth.
结果这个法利赛人和这个撒杜盖人就一直为这件事情争论。
And the Pharisees and the Sadducees continue to argue for this matter.
他们争论的重心在哪里？
What is the center of their argument?
到底那个棕树枝是应该拿在手上呢？那个才是说棕树枝应该用在盖帐篷。
Their argument is whether they should hold the palm branches or use the palm branches to build their booth.
那很多很多年他们在争论这件事。
For many, many years, this is their argument.
争论到一个地步，法利赛人看到撒杜盖人就讨厌。
They argue to the point that when the Pharisees sees the Sadducees, they hate them.
那撒杜盖人看到法利赛人，他们也讨厌。
And the Sadducees also dislike the Pharisees.
法利赛人的心里面对撒杜盖人一点都没有怜悯。
And the heart of the Pharisees, they have no compassion for any Sadducees.
相反过来也是一样。
And vice versa.
你看见没有？
Do you see?
他们喜爱祭祀。
They desire sacrifices.
他们没有得到神的怜悯。
Yet they did not receive the compassion of God.
弟兄姊妹们，这样的事情发生在教会里面。
When sisters, such kind of things also exist in the church.
许许多多的教会。
There are many churches.
许许多多弟兄姊妹。
Many brothers and sisters.
他们在那里争论。
They argue.
他们争论什么？
What do they argue about?
到底棕树枝应该放在什么地方？
Where they argue about where they should put the palm branches.
对这样的弟兄姊妹。
For such kind of brothers and sisters.
如果主说话的话。
If the Lord would speak to us.
主就说我喜爱连续，我不喜爱祭祀。
The Lord would tell them, I desire compassion and not sacrifice.
有一次我到一个地方碰见一班弟兄姊妹。
Once I went to a place and met some brothers and sisters.
他们聚集的那个地方呢，是在一个高速公路的北面。
Their meeting place was north of an highway.
我就问那些弟兄姊妹们。
And I asked those brothers and sisters.
我说在高速公路南边那里也有一班弟兄姊妹在那里聚集。
I said there's also some brothers and sisters that meeting on the south side of the highway.
你们开车过去呢，最多不要十分钟。
And if you drive there and join them, it only takes you less than 10 minutes.
我就问他们，为什么这两个聚会不能够合在一起聚会？
So I asked them, why can't you meet together?
这弟兄们就告诉我。
And the brother told me.
他说我们在这里擘饼的时候呢，我们都是用小杯子。
When we break the bread here, we use small cups.
那边的弟兄姊妹呢，他们擘饼的时候呢，用大杯子。
And those brothers and sisters over there, they use the large cup.
那些弟兄姊妹呢，认为我们用小杯子是不对的。
They consider that it is not right for us to use small cups.
所以他们决定呢，不跟我们在一起聚会。
So they decided they would not join us in meetings.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得这一件事情是不是合乎这里面所说的？
Brothers and sisters, do you see?In this instance, it describes what it says here in the verse.
主让我们聚集在一起的目的是什么？
What is the purpose for us to gather together?
主让我们一起擘饼的目的是什么？
What is the purpose for us to break the bread before the Lord?
岂不是让我们能够得到他的怜恤吗？
Isn't so that we can have his compassion?
如果我们在这里为着那个杯子的大小 我们分开来聊。
If we divide it because of the size of the cups,
那主就要对我们说，我们是一般喜爱祭祀的人。
Then the Lord will speak to us and say that we are people who desire sacrifices,
而不喜爱怜恤。
And not desire compassion.
主是相反的。
The Lord is reversed.
我们怎么知道我们这一班人蒙了神的怜恤
？How do we know that we have received God's mercy？
我想这是件重要的一件事。
I think this is an important issue。
今天你我来到主的面前。
Today when you and I come before the Lord，
我们一起敬拜神。
And we worship the Lord。
到底我得到神的怜恤没有
？Have I received the compassion of God？
有一个很好的方法能够知道。你得到神的怜恤没有
There's a very good method, to tell us whether we have received His mercy or not.
就是你的心里面有没有平安
That is, do you have peace in your heart?
你如果读新约圣经的话
If you read the New Testament,
很多的地方怜恤跟平安摆在一起
In many places, the word of mercy is also placed next to the word peace.
每一次这两个字出现的时候
Every time when these two words appeared,
连续永远在平安的前面
mercy is always placed before peace.
只有一个地方是例外
Only one place is different.
只有在加拉太书有一个地方是例外
Only in one verse in Galatians is the order is reversed.
在其他所有的地方
In the rest of the scriptures,
先讲连续，再讲平安
It always talks about mercy first and then peace.
如果我们没有蒙到神的连续
If we have not received the mercy of God,
我们的心里面就没有平安。
Then we will not have peace in our heart.
因此，如果我们这个人，我们里面有那个平安
，If we have peace in our hearts，
我们就知道神的怜恤临到我们。
We know that His mercy has come upon us.
弟兄姊妹，早上我就来问弟兄姊妹
，When sister this morning I will ask you a question.
你有没有平安
？Do you have peace？
你的家里面有没有平安
？Do you have peace in your home？
如果你是做丈夫的，你和你的妻子当中有没有平安
？If you're the husband, do you have peace with your wife？
如果你是做妻子的，你和你的先生中间有没有平安
？If you're the wife, then do you have peace with your husband？
如果你有孩子的，你和你的孩子中间有没有平安
？If you have children, then do you have peace with your children？
如果你有兄弟姊妹的，你和你的兄弟姊妹中间有没有平安
？If you have brothers and sisters, then do you have peace with them？
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们跟我们自己都没有平安。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we don't even have peace with ourselves.
这就告诉我们，我们需要神的怜悯。
This tells us that we need His compassion.
当我们来到神的面前
，When we come before the Lord,
我们发现我们里面没有平安。
We discover that we do not have peace in our hearts.
我们就知道我们应该向神要什么。
Then we know what we need to ask of Him.
我们要像那个耶利哥人一样。
We need to be like the people from Jericho.
我们需要像那个瞎子一样。
We need to be like the lame man.
我们需要像瘸腿的一样。
We need to be like the blind man.
我们需要到主的面前说：“主啊，开恩可怜我吧。”
We come before Him and say, "Lord, have mercy on me."
当我们思想到这一件事的时候，我们实在发现这是我们所最需要的。
When we consider this, we discover this is truly something we need the most.
连续乃是神所要给我们的。
Mercy is something that God wants to give us.
那个祭祀不是神要给我们的。
He does not want to give us sacrifices.
祭祀不过是一个方法。
Sacrifice is just a method.
不过是一条路。
It's just a way.
让我们可以得到神的连续。
So that we can receive His compassion.
因此我们在这里面要注意这一件事。
Therefore, we need to notice this in this verse.
什么就是神的怜恤呢
？What is God's compassion?
怜恤就是祭祀借着祭祀所带给我们的一切。
Compassion is everything that we receive through sacrifices.
这是头一方面，我们来思想这个怜恤。
This is the first aspect that we consider.
那我们开始讲到第二方面。
Now we move on to the second point.
我们读出埃及记。
We read Exodus.
出埃及记第二十五章。
Exodus chapter 25.
我们读二十一节、二十二节。
We will read verses 21 and 22.
出埃及记二十五章二十一节、二十二节。
Exodus 25, verses 21 and 22.
我来念。要将四人座安在柜的上面，又将我所要赐给你的法版放在柜里。我要在那里与你相会，又要从法柜四人座上两基路伯中间和你说我所要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事。
And you shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony which I shall give to you. And there I will meet with you, and from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim, which are upon the ark of the testimony, I will speak to you about all that I will give you in commandment for the sons of Israel.
头一点我们思想到那些祭祀。
First, we think about all the sacrifices.
那个是从人的观点来看。
That is from man's perspective.
怎么样人可以到神的面前？
How can man come before God?
没有一个人能够到神的面前不经过祭祀。
No one can go before God and not through sacrifice.
我们这里面所思想的是第二个方面。
Here we consider the second aspect.
这个方面乃是从神的那个观点来看。
And this is from God's point of view.
从神怎么样到人的中间。
How does God come to man?
神到人的中间乃是从四人座。
God come to man through the mercy seat.
甚至在神创造人以前，神就有这样一个心意。
Before God even created man, he has this desire.
他要与人同在。
He wants to be with man.
他要与人相会。
He wants to meet with man.
所以在出埃及记里面，他就把他的心意启示出来。
In Exodus, he revealed to us his desire.
他的心意就是一个帐幕。
And his desire is the tabernacle.
所有的祭祀都只有一个目的。
And all the sacrifices has only one purpose.
就是让祭司能够进到会幕里面。
It is enables the priest to enter into the tabernacle.
我们或许觉得好多好多的祭司，应该有很多不同的意思。
Maybe we think that since there's so many different types of sacrifices, there are different meanings.
的确，他们有不同的意思。
Truly, they do have different meanings.
但是他们的目的只有一个。
But they only have one purpose.
就是让祭司能够进到那个会幕里面。
It is to enable a priest to enter into the tabernacle.
会幕里面有好些东西。
In the tabernacle, we see many different items.
有灯台。
There are the lampstand.
有陈设饼。
There are the showbread.
有金香坛。
And there are the golden incense.
这些东西摆在那里有什么目的呢？
All these things are placed there for a purpose.
这些东西在那里只有一个目的。
They have only one purpose.
就是让大祭司一年一次能够进到至圣所。
It's so that the high priest can enter into the tabernacle once a year.
你进到至圣所里面一看。
You enter into the tabernacle.
没有什么东西在那里。
Oh, you enter into the holies of holies and you don't see many things placed there.
你看到一个约柜。
You just see a test, ark of testimony.
那个约柜的上面那块板子就叫做四人座。
And the board on the very top is called the mercy seat.
这个地方神在出埃及记里面告诉我们，就是神要在那里与人相会的地方。
And in Exodus, God tells us that is where He will meet us.
所有的献祭是为了进会幕。
All the sacrifices is so that we can enter into the tabernacle.
所有会幕里面的东西是让我们能够进至圣所。
And all the articles in the tabernacle enables us to enter into the holies of holies.
在至圣所里面最重要的就是约柜和其上的四人座。
In the holies of holies, the most important thing is the ark of the testimony and the mercy seat.
这就是神要与人相会的地方。
This is the place that God will meet man.
这是神的怜恤。
This is His compassion. This is His mercy.
所以什么是神的怜恤呢？
What is God's mercy?
神的怜恤简单的说就是神愿意与人相会。
Simply speaking, is God is willing to meet with man.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的恩典。
But and sisters, this is God's grace.
今天早上在这里，神有一个心意。
This morning, God has one desire.
就要与你相会。
He wants to meet you.
他为了这个缘故，他牺牲了他的儿子。
For this reason, he has sacrificed his own son.
为了要与你相会。
So that he can meet with you.
神和人中间有很大的一个间隔。
There is a great gap between God and man.
但是神要跨过这个间隔。
But God is willing to cross this gap.
为了跨过这个间隔，他不计任何的代价。
In order to cross this gap, he does not count his price.
他付上最大的代价。
He has paid the greatest price.
就是他的儿子。
That is his own son.
好让他能够与人相会。
So that he can meet with men.
当大祭司进到这个至圣所的时候。
When the high priest entered into the holiest of holy.
他的手上要带着血。
In his hand, he must carry the blood.
那个血要在那里弹出来。
And he needs to sprinkle the blood.
你知道那个血弹在什么地方吗？
Do you know where he needs to sprinkle the blood?
那个血就弹在施恩座的上面。
Is he needs to sprinkle on this mercy seat.
那个血就要弹在施恩座的前面。
He needs to sprinkle in front of the mercy seat.
就借着他的儿子的血。
It is through the blood of his son.
神跟人中间的间隔就没有了。
The gap between God and man has been removed.
神就能够在施恩座那里与人相会。
And God can meet with man at the mercy seat.
这个叫做神的怜悯。
This is God's mercy.
诗人写诗的时候啊，很有意思。
When the psalmist writes a psalm, it is very interesting.
大卫说，他说他要为神建圣殿。
David said he will build a temple for God.
他要在那里摆设神的约柜。
And he will find a place to put God's the Ark of Testimony.
他说神的约柜就是神的脚凳。
He says the Ark of Testimony is his footstool.
那个约柜就是神的脚凳。
The Ark of the Testimony is God's footstool.
那是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
如果神的脚凳在那里。
If God's footstool is right there.
那神就在那里。
Then God is there.
神借着诗人的话告诉我们。
Through the psalmist we know.
神允许与我们在施恩座相会。
That he promised he will meet with us at the mercy seat.
弟兄姊妹，今天你我是不是与神相会？
One sisters, today have you met with the Lord?
那些日子，当那些有需要的人来到神的面前。
And those days when those people with needs come before the Lord.
他们心里面有很大的需要。
They have great needs in their heart.
他们说可怜我吧。
He says, have mercy on me.
他们说大卫的子孙可怜我吧。
Descendant of David, have mercy on me.
当他们说这样的话的时候。
When they say such words.
他们与神相会了。
They met the Lord.
他们的疾病就得到医治。
And they were healed.
这件事是不是发生在你的身上？
Has this ever happened to you?
你是不是曾经来到神的面前？
Have you ever come before the Lord?
你对神说主啊，可怜我吧。
And you say to the Lord, Lord, have mercy on me.
如果你这样说的话，
If you say this,
你那天就要遇见神。
You will meet the Lord that day.
那一天，那个地方就是施恩座。
That place will become the mercy seat.
那个地方就是神的脚凳。
That place will become God's footstool.
神就要在那里与你相会。
And he will meet with you there.
他要把他的恩典充满在你的里面。
And he will fill you with his mercy, with his grace.
弟兄姊妹，这个是神的怜恤。
One sisters, this is the compassion, the mercy of God.
这是从施恩座这方面来看。
It is a perspective from the mercy seat.
当神要来就近人的时候。
When God wished to come near to man.
他安排了一条道路。
He has prepared a way.
那个就是施恩座。
That is the mercy seat.
为了这条道路。
For this path.
他付了一切的代价。
He has paid all that he has.
弟兄姊妹，今天你我是不是愿意就近另外一个弟兄呢？
But sister, today do you want to come near to another brother?
神花了这么大的代价。
God has paid such a great price.
来就近我。
So that he can come near me.
我愿不愿意花一点代价去就近我的弟兄？
Am I willing to pay a price so that I can go near to a brother?
我们需要神的怜恤来做这件事。
We need God's mercy to do such things.
许多的时候我们接受了神的恩典。
Many times we have received God's grace.
我们接受了神的怜悯。
We have received his mercy.
但是我们对弟兄们，我们心里面没有怜恤。
Yet in our heart, we have no compassion or mercy to our brother.
有 最近有一次我去医院看张乐成姊妹。
Recently, there was once I went to visit Sister Joy in the hospital.
那一天她精神比较好一点，所以我们有机会谈一下话。
That day, she was feeling pretty good so that I can spend some time to share with her.
所以我们就谈了很多的事情。
We talked about many different things.
她讲到她的父亲。
She talked about her own father.
她讲到她的里面的惧怕。
She talked about the fear in her heart.
她讲到主怎么样安慰她。
And she talked about how God had comforted her.
大概将近一个小时。
I spent almost an hour there.
最后的时候她就讲了一句话。
Lastly, she said something.
她说中弟兄我们好像从来没有这样谈过话。
She said, Brother Philip, it seems like we have never had sharing like this before.
我已经认识张乐成姊妹很多很多年。
I've known Sister Joy for many, many years.
我都不知道有几年了。
I can't even count how many years we knew each other.
但是这么多年里面从来没有一次有这样的交通。
But in all these years, there was never a time that we had such kind of sharing.
所以那天我出来的时候我就非常的非常难过。
So that day when I left the hospital, I feel very sad.
我想到在聚会里面还有好多弟兄姊妹。
I thought that there are so many brothers and sisters in the meeting place.
我认识很多年。
I have known many of them for many years.
但是我从来没有跟你交通过。
But I never had a chance to fellowship with you.
从来没有机会坐下来跟你谈谈话。
I never had a chance to sit down with you and talk with you.
不知道你的心里面惧怕什么。
I don't know the fears in your heart.
我不知道你的心里面喜乐是什么。
I don't know the joy that's in your heart.
弟兄们，我们需要神的怜恤。
Brothers, we need God's mercy.
如果我们没有神的怜恤的话，
Without His mercy,
我们从这个门到那个门我们都不愿意去。
We're not even willing to walk from one door to the next.
如果我们没有神的怜恤的话，
Without the mercy of God,
我们可以聚会一直在一起。
We can always meet together.
但是我们的中间没有真正的交通。
But in our midst, we do not have the true fellowship.
如果这是我们的光景，
If this is our condition today,
那我们知道我们需要一件事。
Then we know we need one thing.
我们需要到神的面前。
We need to come before the Lord.
向神说。
And ask the Lord.
可怜我吧。
Have mercy on me.
因为我需要这个怜恤。
Because I need such mercy.
因为我没有力量来就近我的弟兄。
I have no strength to go near my brothers.
感谢神，神是我们的力量。
We praise the Lord because He's our strength.
没有一个人能够按照自己的能力。
There's not one man that can do according to his own strength.
去就近他的弟兄。
To draw near to a brother according to his own strength.
除非这个人先来到神的面前。
Unless this person first come before the Lord.
他经历到神的怜恤。
He has experienced God's mercy.
当神的怜恤充满在他里面的时候，
When God's mercy filled his heart,
我们就有这么一点力量。
Then we have gained a little strength.
我们去就近我们的弟兄。
That help us to draw near our brothers.
这是第二个方面。
This is the second aspect.
我们从施恩座来看神的怜恤。
We look at God's mercy through the mercy seat.
我们再读第三处的圣经。
We read our third scripture.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章第十七节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 17.
所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同。 为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
Therefore, he had to be made like his brethren in all things, that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people.
我们再读路加福音十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章第十三节。
Luke chapter 18 verse 13。
那个税吏远远的站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说：“神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。”
But the tax gatherer, standing some distance away, was even unwilling to lift up his eyes to heaven, but was beating his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, the sinner."
这两处圣经表面上看起来好像没有关系。
From the surface, it seems these two verses are unrelated.
一个说到大祭司要为我们献上挽回祭。
One talks about the high priest that would make atonement for us.
一个地方说到税吏的一个祷告说：“神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。”
Another place shows us a tax collector's prayer and said, "God be merciful to me."
但是如果我们读原文圣经的话
But if we read original text,
这两句话用了同样一个词
In these two verses, we find a same word.
这个开恩可怜我这个字
The word be merciful to me.
就是献上挽回祭同一个字
It's the same word as be propitious to me.
在整本新约圣经里面这个字就用过两次
In the whole entire New Testament, this word is only used twice.
就是一处在希伯来书第二章十七节，另外一处在路加福音十八章十三节。
Once was used in Hebrews chapter 2, and once used here in Luke 18 verse 13.
很多人都讲过这句话，可怜我吧。
Many people have asked the Lord to be merciful to them.
但是那里的字都是另外一个字。
But they all used another word.
只有在这里，这个税吏的祷告他用的是这一个字。
Only here, the tax gatherer's prayer, he used this word, propitious.
他用这句话就是说求主替我成为挽回祭。
He asked the Lord to make atonement for him.
我本来在思想的时候我觉得这个税吏为什么这么有智慧哈。
When I was considering this, I thought, what wisdom that this tax gatherer has.
然后我就再看一下哦原来这一个呢是主耶稣所说的一个比喻。
And then I realized this was a parable that Jesus had used.
所以并不是真正有一个税吏在那里做了这一个祷告。
It's not that there truly was a tax gatherer like this and made such kind of prayer.
这是主耶稣说的一个比喻。
But this was a story told by Jesus.
所以这一句话呢是主的话。
So this is the word of God.
这是主所用的字。
This is the word that the Lord had used.
主没有用人所用的一个字。
He did not use the word that man would choose to use.
说开恩可怜我吧。
Have mercy on me.
主耶稣所用的字却是这一个字。
But he used this word.
他说主啊，为我成为那个挽回祭。
God be propitious to me.
弟兄姊妹，什么是神的怜恤
？One sister, what is the mercy of God?
怜恤就是基督为我们成了挽回祭。
Mercy is that Jesus has become the atonement for us.
这个就是神的怜恤。
That is God's mercy.
我们讲到头一个观点是从人来看。
We talked about the first concept, which is from man's perspective.
从人到神的那里要经过祭祀。
For man to go to God, we need to go through sacrifice.
我们讲过第二个观点是从神的观点来看。
And the second concept was throughGod's point of view.
从神到人那里要经过施恩座。
For God to come to man, he needs to go through the mercy seat.
那第三个观点是从什么观点来看
？So what is this third concept?
这个观点乃是从基督的身上来看。
That is through Christ.
基督站在神和人的中间。
Christ stood between God and man.
这里神和人中间有一个这么大的一个间隔。
Here there's such a great gap between God and man.
没有任何的事物能够把这个间隔缩短。
And nothing can shorten this distance between God and man.
因此基督就站在那个破口的当中。
Therefore, Christ stood in the midst.
他就成为那个挽回祭。
He becomes the propitiation.
让人可以经过他的身体到神那里去。
Through his body, man can go to God.
这个叫做连续。
This is mercy.
我们来看一个例子。
We will look at one example.
我们读腓利门书。
The book of Philemon.
腓利门书在腓利门书里面你找不到连续这个字。
In the book of Philemon, you cannot find the word mercy.
但是腓利门这本书却是讲到连续的一本书。
But the book of Philemon is a book that talks about mercy.
在腓利门书里面我们看到有两个人他们中间有了问题。
In the book of Philemon, we see two men have a conflict.
一个人就是腓利门是受信的这个人。
One is Philemon himself, the one that received the letter.
另外一个人他的名字叫阿尼西姆。
The other is Onesimus.
他们两个人中间有问题。
There is a problem between both of them.
事实上是阿尼西姆对这个腓利门做了亏欠的事。
In reality, Onesimus had done something wrong to Philemon.
这件事跟保罗一点关系都没有。
This incident had nothing to do with Paul.
但是保罗为着阿尼西姆写了这封信，不归在我的账上。
In verse 18, Paul said, But if he has wronged you in any way or owes you anything, charge that to my account.
弟兄姊妹，当你读到这句话的时候，你看见什么？
Brothers and sisters, as you read this verse, what do you see?
我读圣经的时候，我常常喜欢问我自己一句话。
When I am reading the Bible, I often like to ask myself a question.
我问我说，我看见什么？
I ask myself, what do you see?
到底我在这一节圣经里面看见什么？
In this verse, what do I see?
弟兄姊妹，今天早上你读到第十八节的时候，你看见什么？
Brothers and sisters, as you read verse 18, what do you see?
他所亏负你的，都归在我的账上。
Anything he owes you, charge that to my account.
你是不是看见基督？
Do you see Christ?
你是不是看见十字架？
Do you see the cross?
你是不是看见加略山？
Do you see the Calvary?
你是不是看见神的连续？
Do you see God's mercy?
他所亏负你的都归在我的账上。
Anything he owes you, charge that to my account.
弟兄姊妹，今天如果有两个弟兄在我们当中，
Friend sister, if there's two brothers amongst us,
一个弟兄亏负了另外一个弟兄，
One had done something wrong to the other.
所以他们中间有了间隔，
And then there is a gap between both of them.
这个间隔让他们不能够在一起。
For this gap, it caused them not to be able to meet together.
你会做什么？
What would you do?
你会在这里定阿尼西姆的罪呢？
Will you stand here and convict and condemn Onesimus?
或者你在这里定腓利门的罪呢？
Or you would condemn Philemon?
弟兄姊妹，你会做什么？
Friend sister, what would you do?
这里面讲到一个蒙了神怜悯的人。
Here we see a person who had received the mercy of God.
他就站在那个破口的当中。
He stood in the midst of the broken pieces.
他对腓利门说，
He told Philemon,
凡是阿尼西姆亏欠你的，
If he has wronged you in any way,
都归在我的账上。
Or owes you anything, charge that to my account.
腓利门就没有话说了。
Philemon has nothing else to say.
弟兄姊妹，人和人中间的问题不能够用理智来解决。
Brothers and sisters, all the problems exist between men cannot be solved by reasoning.
先生 和妻子的问题。
The problems exist between husband and wife.
父母跟儿女中间的问题。
The problem exists between parents and children.
弟兄和弟兄中间的问题。
The problem exists between brothers and brother.
不是讲理可以解决。
You cannot resolve them by reasoning.
需要有一个人站在那个破口。
You need a person to stand in and the broken places.
那个人不是来定罪。
That person is not here to convict.
那个人也不是来批评。
That person is not here to judge.
那个人乃是站在那个破口。
But he stood in the midst of the broken pieces.
成为挽回祭。
And make propitiation.
如果我们要劝腓利门，我们可以有很多的话来劝。
We can use many words, and talk to Philemon.
我们也可以给阿尼西姆有很多的建议。
We can also make suggestions to Onesimus.
如果我们这样做的话，年复一年，他们中间的那个破口仍然在那里。
If we do it such ways, year after year, they will still have that gap between them.
唯一的办法就是需要有一个祭物。
The only way is to bring a sacrifice.
需要有一个挽回祭。
To bring atonement.
让这个破口被补起来。
That will mend this broken hole.
怎么样可以让一个人愿意成为挽回祭？
How can you let someone to be willing to be a sacrifice?
我们都盼望能够有另外一个人做这个挽回祭。
We always want someone else to do the work.
但是最好不要是我。
It's better not to be me.
如何可以让我们甘心乐意成为一个挽回祭？
How do we become an atonement willingly?
罗马书十二章第一节这样说。
Romans 12:1 tells us.
他说：“我以神的慈悲劝你们。”
By the mercy of God.
弟兄们注意到没有？我以神的慈悲劝你们。
By the mercies of God, I urge you.
所以这个意思就是说，我们怎么样能够把自己当作活祭献给神呢？
How can we present ourselves as a living sacrifice for God?
只有一个方法。
There's only one way.
就是看见神的怜悯。
That is to see God's mercy.
那个 NIV 的那个翻译啊，这里他翻是这样翻的。
The NIV translation is this way.
他说 in view of his mercy.就是看见神的怜悯，我劝你们把自己献上当作活祭。
I urge you, in view of God's mercy, to present your body a living and holy sacrifice.
我们需要这个看见。
We need such revelation.
我们需要看见神为我们成了一个挽回祭。
We need to see that God has already made atonement for us.
这个看见就让我们的心融化了。
This seeing will cause our hearts to melt.
因此我们就愿意成为那个挽回祭。
Then we are willing to become that sacrifice.
把自己摆在那个破口的地方。
And place ourselves at the broken place.
把这两个不能够合在一起的合在一起了。
And join the two that cannot be joined together.
这是神的连续。
This is God's mercy.
所以我们从这个三个方面来思想神的连续。
From these three aspects, we consider about God's mercy.
头一个方面，我们从人来看。
First, we see from man's view.
我们发现神所要的不是祭祀。
We discover God does not desire sacrifice.
神所要的乃是从祭祀里面所带给我们的许多的恩典。
But he desires to bring us many things that comes from sacrifice.
第二个观点，我们从神的角度来看。
And the second one we see from God's perspective.
我们看见施恩座。
We see the mercy seat.
看见神有一个心愿。
We see God has one desire.
就是愿意与人相会。
That is, he is willing to meet with man.
为了这个缘故，他要付上一切的代价。
For this reason, he had to pay all the price.
就是牺牲他自己的儿子。
That is, to sacrifice his own son.
我们又从第三个方面来看。
And from the third aspect,
乃是从这个主耶稣的身上来看。
We see it through Christ.
这里有两方面。
Here we see there's two different sides.
这里有神，这里有人。
God's here and man is here.
神却爱人。但是神不能够与人相会。
God loves man, but he cannot meet with man.
这中间有一个很大的破口。
And because there's a broken place in between.
所以基督愿意成为挽回祭。
And Christ is willing to become the propitiation.
让人能够经过他的身体到圣座的面前。
So through his body, man can go before the mercy seat.
借着他的血，神可以与人相会。
Through his blood, God can meet with man.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个是连续。
This is mercy.
我们怎么样能够得到这个连续？
How can we receive such mercy?
诗篇一百二十三篇。
Psalm 123。
诗篇一百二十三篇。
Psalm
123。第二节。
Verse 2。
诗篇一百二十三篇第二节。
Psalm 123, verse 2。
看啊，仆人的眼睛怎样仰望主人的手，使女的眼睛怎样望祖母的手，我们的眼睛也照样望耶和华我们的神，直到他怜悯我们。
Behold, as the eyes of the servants look to the hands of their master, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God until he shall be gracious to us.
我们怎么样得到神的怜悯？
How do we receive mercies from God?
这是一个眼睛的问题。
This is an issue of our eyes.
这是一个眼睛的问题。
This is the issue of our eyes.
问题在我们的眼睛注视什么地方。
The issue is what do we fix our gaze upon?
弟兄姊妹，你我的眼睛今天注视在什么地方？
Brothers and sisters, what are you looking with your eyes?
我们的眼睛是不是注视那个棕树枝？
Are we looking at the palm branches?
我们的眼睛是不是注视那个阿尼西姆？
Are we fixing our gaze upon Onesimus?
我们的眼睛是不是注视那个腓利门？
Are we looking at Philemon?
这里说我们的眼睛应该注视谁？
Here it tells us where our eyes should be looking at.
他说要注视我们的主人。
He says to look at the hand of our master.
要注视我们的祖母。
Look at our mistress.
谁是我们的主人？
Who is our master?
我们只有一个主人。
We only have one master.
就是我们的主。
That is our Lord.
就是我们的神。
That is our God.
这是我们得神连续的一个方法。
This is the method that we can receive mercy from.
就是我们的眼睛乃是看着我们的神。
Our eyes should be fixed upon our Lord.
当那天耶利哥那个瞎子，
That day the blind man from Jericho.
他有很大的需要。
He has a great need.
他来到神的面前。
He come before God.
他的眼看着我们的神。
His eyes fixed upon our Lord.
他说可怜我。
Have mercy on me.
这是今天我们所需要。
This is what we need today.
我们不能再看棕树枝。
We cannot look at the palm branches.
我们也不能够再看大杯小杯。
We cannot look at the size of the cups.
我们也不能够再看我们的弟兄我们的姊妹。
We cannot look at our brother or our sisters.
我们只能够看我们的主。
We can only look at our Lord.
当我们这样看的时候，他说很美。
When we look at him, he said it is beautiful.
他说直到他怜悯。
He says until he shall be merciful to us.
直到神怜悯我们。
Until he has mercy on us.
我们再读希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章第十六节。
Verse 16。
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and may find grace to help in time of need.
得到神的连续跟我们的脚很有关系。
To receive mercy has everything to do with our feet.
刚才我们说得到神的连续跟我们的眼睛很有关系。
Just then we mentioned that to receive the mercy from God has everything to do with our eyes.
现在我们看见跟我们的脚很有关系。
Now we also see it has something to do with our feet.
我们需要来到神的面前。
We need to draw near.
我们需要来到施恩宝座的面前。
We need to come to the throne of grace.
你看许许多多的人，他们曾经来到神的面前。
You see that many people they came to the throne of grace.
你看那个迦南的妇人来到神的面前。
You see the woman of Canaan had come to the Lord.
你看那个税吏来到神的面前。
The tax gatherer had come to the Lord.
问题不在我们的身上。
The problem does not reside upon us.
问题在我们的脚上。
The problem is our feet.
我们愿不愿意来到神的面前？
Are we willing to go before the Lord?
在使徒行传里面让我们看到一个人。
In Acts we see a man.
他的脚瘸了38年。
He was lame for 38 years.
他很想到那个池子里面去得医治。
in John. He wants to go to the pool to be healed.
但是没有人把他抬去。
But no one can carry him into the pool.
那个人就是我们的光景。
That man is our condition.
我们知道我们的需要。
We know our needs.
我们知道我们需要神的怜悯。
We know that we need his mercy.
但是我们的脚瘸了。
But our feet are lame.
我们的脚没有办法到神要我们去的地方去。
We cannot go to the place that God desires to us for us to go.
我们岂不是这样吗？
We're just like that.
也许主感动我们。
Maybe the Lord move us.
要我们与弟兄们一起祷告。
That we should pray with the brothers.
我们也的确受了那个感动。
And we also received the moving.
但是我们的脚瘸了。
But our feet are paralyzed.
我们心里是愿意。
Our heart is willing.
但是我们没有办法到那个地方去。
But we're unable to go.
弟兄姊妹，是我们的脚的问题。
Brothers and sisters, it's the problem with our feet.
许多的时候，我们里面受了主的感动。
Many times our hearts are moved by the Lord.
主告诉我们，我们要起来读主的话。
The Lord said, "Get up and read the word of God."
我们实在愿意。
We're truly willing.
但是我们的脚瘸了。
But our feet are paralyzed.
我们没有办法到施恩座的面前。
We're unable to go to the throne of grace.
感谢神有一位大祭司。
Praise the Lord, we have a great high priest.
有一位大祭司是慈悲又忠信。
We have a merciful and faithful high
priest. 我们可以坦然无惧来到施恩宝座前。
We can come with confidence to the throne of grace.
我要得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
So that we can receive grace. We can receive mercy and may find grace to help in time of need.
在我们软弱的时候。
When we are weak.
这是我们的帮助。
This is our help.
我们再读以赛亚书第五十五章。
Isaiah 55.
以赛亚书第五十五章第七节。
Isaiah 55, verse 7.
以赛亚书五十五章第七节。
Isaiah 55, verse
7. 二人当离弃自己的道路。不义的人当除掉自己的意念，归向耶和华，耶和华就必连续他。当归向我们的神，因为神必广行赦免。
Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
我们怎么样得到神的连续？
How do we receive God's mercy?
这里告诉我们两件事。
Here tells us two things.
首一件事，我们要放弃自己的道路。
First, we need to forsake our way.
第二，我们要除掉自己的意念。
Second, we need to remove our thoughts.
弟兄姊妹们，为什么以色列人不能够很早地进到迦南地？
Brothers and sisters, why the Israelites cannot enter into the land of Canaan earlier?
因为他们有自己的道路。
Because they have their own way.
他们有自己的意念。
They have their own thoughts.
当我们有自己的道路，我们有自己的意念的时候，就不能够得到神的连续。
When we have our own way and our own thoughts, then we cannot receive the compassion of God.
弟兄姊妹，今天最大的难处就在这里。
Brothers and sisters, this is the greatest problem we have today.
今天我们最大的难处，拦住我们得到神的连续，那个问题就在这里。
Today our greatest difficulty is here.
我们有自己的道路。
We have our own ways.
我们有自己的意念。
We have our own thoughts.
所以我们不能得到神的连续。
Therefore, we cannot have the mercy of God.
在旧约里面，有一卷书我认为是最美的。
In the Old Testament, there is a book that I consider is the most beautiful.
就是路德记。
That is the book of Ruth.
路德记就是一本怜悯的书。
The book of Ruth is also a book of mercy.
我们看见在路德记里面有一个摩押的女子。
In the book of Ruth, we see that there is a Moabite woman.
最后与波阿斯成为婚配。
At the end, she was married to Boaz.
波阿斯是以色列犹太人。
Boaz was an Israelite.
路德是摩押人。
Ruth and Moabite.
什么是摩押人？
What is a Moabite?
摩押人是罗德跟他的大女儿所生的后代。
Moabites are the descendant from Lot and his elder daughter.
是罗德 和他自己的大女儿所产生的后代。
They are descendants from Lot and his own daughter.
摩押人在以色列人的眼光里面是非常低微的。
In the eyes of the Israelites, Moabites are very low people.
因为他们的出身。
It's because of their origin.
但是这一个摩押人。
But this Moabite.
这个摩押的女子。
This woman of Moabite.
有一点值得我们学习的。
There's something that we can learn from her.
就是她放弃她的道路。
She has forsaken her ways.
她放弃她的意念。
She has forsaken her thoughts.
她说什么？
What did she say?
她对她的母亲说。
To her mother-in-law.
她说你在什么地方住，我就在什么地方住。
She said, where you live, I will live.
你的国就是我的国。
Your country is my country.
你的神就是我的神。
Your God is my God.
你在什么地方死，我就在什么地方死。
Where you die, that's where I will die.
这个叫做放弃自己的道路。
This is what it means to forsaken our ways.
这个叫做弃绝自己的意念。
This is what it means to forsaken our thoughts.
弟兄姊妹，当我们来到主的面前。
Friends and sisters, as we come before the Lord.
我们有很大的需要。
We have a great need.
但是你愿不愿意在主的面前说。
But are you willing to say to the Lord.
你的道路就是我的道路。
Your way is my way.
你的意念就是我的意念。
Your thought is my thought.
如果我们愿意这样做。
If we're willing to do this.
神的恩典，神的怜悯要马上充满。
God's grace and His mercy shall fill you instantly.
这是我们得到神 连续的一个方法。
This is a method that we can receive His mercy.
在乎我们的眼睛。
It's up to our eyes.
在乎我们注视哪里。
It's up to where we're looking at.
在乎我们的脚。
Yeah, it's up to our feet.
愿不愿意来到神的面前。
Are we willing to go before the Lord?
在乎我们的心。
It's up to our hearts.
愿不愿意放弃我们自己的道路？
Are we willing to let go our own way?
愿不愿意放弃我们自己的意念？
Are we willing to let go our own thoughts?
我想在这些日子的里面，
I think in these days,
我们都需要神的怜悯。
We all need God's mercy.
我们不但自己需要，
Not only we ourselves need His mercy.
圣经说我们要彼此要来求怜恤。
The Bible tells us we need to ask mercy for each other.
我们需要为我们的姊妹张乐成来求怜恤。
We need to ask mercy for our sister Joy.
我们要为她的家庭来求怜恤。
We need to ask mercy for her family.
我们要为在当伯聚会的弟兄姊妹来求怜恤。
We need to ask mercy for those brothers and sisters meeting at Dumbo.
我要为我们自己每一个家庭来求怜恤。
We need to ask mercy for every family.
好叫我们在经过这一切的事情以后。
So as we go through all these things.
我们就可以在神的面前说我们认识你的怜悯。
We can stand before the Lord and said, we know of your mercy.
你的怜悯要胜过所有的审判。
Your mercy will overcome all judgment.
你的恩典是足够我们使用。
Your grace is sufficient for us.
求主祝福他自己的话。
May the Lord bless his words.